The early signs are that it does. We now have a South African health minister who has explicitly acknowledged the existence of HIV and has talked about the means of overcoming the policy denial of the Mbeki regime. So the signs are looking good that it may be the end of that era.
And how will this change in policy affect those with HIV in South Africa?
In a couple of very direct ways. So in first and foremost, through more enthusiastic rollout of HIV therapies, it will lead to a marked reduction in mother-to-child transmission, so a major decrease in the number of new babies being born with HIV. But then also for the health of people with HIV, it'll lead to marked reductions in mortality in South Africa by ensuring the rollout of treatment to people who need it.
Can we expect greater collaboration within the countries in Southern Africa?
Well, I suppose to the extent that South Africa no longer sits out on its own as a lone dissenting voice, yes, I think we can, and that would be wonderful to see because, of course, the Southern African cone is where the majority of AIDS cases in the world originate from. So this has got to be really good news for the global epidemic.
And the global AIDS denialist movement, I guess this puts a big dent in their actions.
Well, I very much hope so. You know, outside Thabo Mbeki's recognition, they have received almost no support from anywhere, and it's really been quite bizarre that the president of the worst affected country in the world should choose to associate himself with a group of individuals who are, you know, very, very fringe dwellers in the world of science. So HIV denialists are already well and truly discredited amongst scientists, but hopefully this will help discredit them further amongst policy makers and the population at large.
Was there any credibility in what denialists said about US pharmaceutical companies exploiting people with HIV?
I welcome people being concerned about the health of people in the developing world and the potential roles, positive and negative, of the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, that's I think it's a completely different issue to the issue of HIV as a cause of AIDS and as a cause of premature mortality in sub-Saharan Africa.
Don Baxter, the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations Executive Director, was at Parliament House in Canberra today for the launch of World AIDS Day 2008. In late November, he was in South Africa, and I asked him what the mood was like there with the recent change in the ANC leadership.
Well, I think there's a lot of general relief and enthusiasm now in South Africa for actually getting to address the HIV epidemic that really the former President Mbeki allowed to run out of control and didn't protect the lives of many South Africans who've now died who otherwise could have saved. Now, the new Health Minister, Barbara Hogan, is a quantum change from the previous Minister, Manto Shilalaba, in that she knows two things. She knows how to work with the South African government. She's a long-time ANC member and leader, and she has a rational and sensible approach to the HIV epidemic.
What is funding like for the campaigns that the new health minister will want to implement?
South Africa's a beneficiary of the PEPFAR program, but also of money from the Gates Foundation. So money is not actually the problem for those, for the campaigns, HIV campaigns in South Africa. It's been government, lack of government leadership and government will, and applying rational expertise to what you can do both in terms of treatment and in terms of prevention. So that's why I think when I was there just 10 days ago, there was a real palpable sense of enthusiasm and renewed, energy in the HIV response. Instead of having to be angry all the time, they could now be optimistic.